if you like bread, mayonnaise, mustard, turnip, and how many chickens you don't kill in my kitchen? It's a shame. Go ahead! It is good going. You got diamonds in your bag. Get lost, boy. Go ahead! I'm gonna cry. Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna never cry about no woman. No, sir. I'm a man, and I have been a man all my life, ever since I was a child. Oh, hey! I ain't gonna cry. Oh, yeah. No, sir, me, not me.
p.m. Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played this last set of the first hour. Just heard Billy Miranda on the Checker label from 1916. Go ahead! For that track, I didn't mean to play. I want to play another track off of the same compilation. 4th Street Exit did Strange One. I got the compilation, Digging for Gold, Volume 7. The original release was on the Rowena label in 1967. For that, Sweet Cherry from the compilation, Michigan Mayhem, Volume 1, and 8-Day Blues, originally released on the Stomp label in 1967. Real Kids from the legendary first LP, Solid Gold Through and Through. And then Three from Three kicked off that set with That's What I Say. Originally released on the Champ label, it was re-released or included on the compilation, She'll Hurt You in the End. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. 855-915-WMFO if you want to touch base. And like I said, as always, you can get in touch with me by liking the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. That would be awesome. And if you want to make an ID, like those who aren't so bashful, all you got to do is mention WMFO, the Desperate Hours, and Alex, and all their possible combination. Your claim to fame, your name, your claim to fame, or lack thereof, general geographic area, not the exact address, don't get spooked. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Once I find out, I can migrate it over to the new carrier. I believe it'll still be Verizon.net. Anyway, coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. as always, so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Yeah. This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Que fiebre hay. No, ay.
Methods on sound.
She said,
7:21 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Method. The station wants you to know that when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. And learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. This is a public service announcement brought to you by the United Way, the Ads Council, and all the smarty pants here at WMFO Community Radio at Tufts University. Anyway. Okay. That's done. Did my deed for the hour. Let me tell you what I just played, this first set of the second hour. Just heard the Rokes. They have the Let's Live for Today original version, Rokes. And She Asks of You, a track that was released in 1964 on the Arc label in Italy. I got off the compilation of the CD version of the CD issue of Pebbles Volume 12. It doesn't appear on the vinyl version. That's American Garage. For that, Chaka Chas from 1971. No, they were not from Peru. They were from Belgium. Yes, they were. Chaka Chas did Jungle Fever, a track that was released on the Polydor label. Before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Young Rascals and Good Lovin', from the self-titled 1966 album on Atlantic. And we kicked off the set with Sleepless Nights by the Ravens. It was originally released on the Haven label in 1965. I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 1, the CD version. I think in about 37 minutes will be Cloudberry Farm with the other Alex. Who knows? Meanwhile, he's stuck with me. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out, he's kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His arm went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if I'm going slow. The fellow rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second
gear? By request.
All that way, no one can tell my fate. Yeah, we're all that way, and we can't turn back, cause it's too late, too late, too late, too late, too late. And we're all that way, no one can tell my fate. Yeah, we're all that way.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WM.
I'm gonna grow a little and spread it right out of this town now. Move out, you better move on. Take out, you better move on. Move out, you better move on. Yeah.
past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes. Well, it's a broadcast with a little bit of technical difficulties. Anyway, just heard the Fifth Order. Track that was released in 1966 on the Diamond label and called Going Too Far. Pour that by request from Winthrop, going out to Richard. I Looked at You by the Doors off the first album, came out in 1967 on Elektra. Pour that to Playmates and Beep Beep. Released in 1958 on the Roulette label. Yes, a little Nash Rambler. I don't know if it was a Metropolitan. I just think it was a regular old Rambler. Then we kicked off the set with David John in the Mood and Digging for Gold, originally released on the Parlophone label in the UK in 1965. I got off the compilation English Freak Beat, Volume 6, the CD version. Anyway, I'm going to play music till that last talk break. Don't got much to say. Want to give me a jingle, see how I'm doing, see if I'm still standing up. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. The Desperate Hours will continue to broadcast over the summer. Well, that's good news, at least to me. I don't know about you. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Picture's kind of faint to me, and the paint's a little smeared. The night was dark and the road was slick as lights from town drew near. I was told on the phone that my little girl might die, and this was cause for my driving fast. My blood ran cold and I tried not to think that each breath might be her last. Well, I was about to lose my mind as I gathered speed with 3 miles left to go. That curve came fast, way too fast, and my car began to roll. Well, when I came to, I tried to speak, but my body was paralyzed. And somebody said, "Why, this feller's dead." He took his finger and he closed my eyes. "Hey, I ain't dead, fellers. Listen to my heart. What's the matter with you guys?" I wanted to yell, but my lips wouldn't move, like they was disconnected from my mind. Then someone said, "The ambulance is here. You guys let the doctor through." I said, "There he is, Doc. We covered him up. There's not much a doctor can do." But with his stethoscope, he heard my heart. And he gently opened my eyes. Said my back was broke, but then again I was lucky to be alive. my little girl doctor, please, could you find out if she's all right? I saw him smile, but I knew in my heart that he couldn't read my mind. But he found a note inside my coat, and from the card he found my name. Then in my ear, so I could hear, he whispered my baby's name. She's all right, son, I just left her. You see, I'm her doctor too. So you be real quiet, and it won't be long till you'll be as good as new. Your little girl has a nice big old room, and I'm gonna radio ahead. I'll tell them her dad's gonna visit a while, and they'll move in another bed. Well, my eyes was fixed, and I couldn't smile, but my heart swelled up inside. I hope the doctor saw my heart say thanks as it pushed a tear outside.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Well, you know how to treat me to get the things you want. You whine just like a little bitty baby about every time you don't. Well, I'm gonna break you, baby, if it's the last thing I do. 'Cause I'm getting tired of baby and you. Yeah, I'm getting tired of baby and you.
well, we have one sketchy CD. Anyway, these were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Oh, geez, I can't believe this. Well, yeah, let me just try another CD here. Oh, well. Now, at least it saved my mistakes or technical problems till the very, very end. There we go. Here we go. It's loading. It's loading. It's loading. Loading. There it is. The song you all know and love to close out the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Anyway, you just heard a band called the Mystic Eyes. They put out a few tracks in the late 80s and mid to mid 90s. They're out of Buffalo. Anyway, you just heard Let the Wind Blow. Came off the LP, The Whole World is Watching. Came out in 1995 on Get Hip. Before that, you heard The Cupids Do For You. Came out in 1963 on the KC label. The Velvet Underground with a track recorded in 1968 but not released until the album. I call them albums. I don't call them compilations because they're all the same band, especially if it's stuff that's never been released before. Anyway, VU came out in 1985 on Verve, and I Can't Stand It. Before that, Peggy Sue did I'm Getting Tired of Babying You. Came out in 1969 on Decca. And then from the great, great country compilation, Godless America, was Cal Veal and Paralyzed, originally released on the Spring label in 1970. Anyway, well, Alex isn't here, the other Alex. So I'm going to be leaving you off with a little bit of traveling music. It's a good, pretty good show tonight, I think. Hope you thought so, too. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care. WMFO Medford.
My time is through. I know loving you